Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nate Weck is here with us in the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls. We'll talk sports. We'll talk recreation. We'll talk snow in October for soccer. Hey, Nate.
How's it going? Quite the intro there, Lori.
I turned on SDPB TV. I tell you what, here's my plug for SDPB TV. I was not feeling well. And boy, you can always find something on one of those channels that will make you feel better. And I found state soccer, and the crew was out there in the snow working. I was warm in my bed with comforters, and you were not. You were very cold.
I was. I luckily had some flexibility where I could warm up at times. Yeah. I didn't have to be outside like our camera operators that had to be out there, you know. Yeah. Four games, some of them were. So yeah, it was a lot of work. Set up on Friday was gorgeous. It was high 50s, low 60s. It was perfect weather. And then, you know, you show up the next day and it's already 42 degrees. It's windy. It's drizzly. And the temp started to drop, the precipitation picked up, and all of a sudden you get to the last game of the night and it doesn't even look like a soccer field anymore. It looks like they're just playing on white.
Right. And it was exciting. I was really happy to be part of this team, especially because I'm always warm and indoors. Oh, you guys. All right. State soccer championships. Tell us a little bit, because there were some pretty big games.
There were some big games. And really eerily, if you look at what happened last year to what happened this year. Okay. We saw three champions who won it last year also win it this year. West Central, they defeated T and Girls in Class A 3-0. T Area defeated Sioux Falls Christian in Boys 4-0. Again, both of those are repeats. It was three in a row for West Central, two in a row for T Area. Pierre, it's two in a row for them. They got the victory in Class AA Girls over Rapid City Stevens 2-0. And then the nightcap was Sioux Falls Washington defeating Aberdeen Central 3-0. And this one was Sioux Falls Washington's first as a program. So it was a big step for them. But if you notice, when I read off the scores, every single game was a shutout. It was one team scoring and the other team getting completely shut out. And I think once one team was able to find the momentum because of the weather conditions, it gave that little extra boost of confidence, I think, maybe did play a pretty big role.
So that team could solve the problem, and they figured it was, a problem-solving game.
Right. And yeah. and Pierre's head coach, for instance, Sidney Zan, and I, in his post-game interview, the weather came up with a lot of these coaches. A lot of them didn't want to talk about it. Zanin did mention one aspect of the weather that I think does bring up a pretty good point. He discussed playing in the weather, but then he also did try to downplay it as well. So just here's what Sidney Zanin, Pierce head girls coach, had to say.
Second half, we got that win behind us to help a little bit. First half, they had their win. They didn't capitalize. We played really strong defense in the first half. And also in the second half, we play strong defense, so we had to play both sides of the field. But that win it made us have a little more possession for a while, and then we capitalized the two chances we really had.
So the wind was a huge aspect, and the reason for it was blowing out of the north. So if your team was running towards the south goal, you had the wind at your back. Sure. If you were running upfield against the wind, it was a lot harder. At times, the wind gusts were 30 plus miles per hour, and you heard it from Pierre, they were able to go against the wind and go into the second half and then have the wind at their back. What a benefit that is, because you know then the play is going to get easier if you're running upfield to try to get a goal. So I think that played a big role with some of these teams. It didn't always play that way. T Area was against the wind, and I was like, oh, Sioux Falls Christian, it's going to be interesting to see what they do in the second half. And then T Area puts up four goals. Right. One of them was in the first half. Three of them were in the second half against the wind. So yeah. Some teams were able to make it work. But one of the more exciting games, and I know we were talking off air about this too, Lori, was the Sioux Falls Washington
you
Aberdeen
can't not
Central.
Talk about
we
that
can't,
game.
Yeah. Just because of how much fun they were having, and because this was at the point of the day when the field was entirely white, where you couldn't see the lines. You literally had people, tournament officials, that were sweeping. When action would go down on the south end of the field, they'd sweep the north end to try to show where the field lines are, and all that type of stuff, because it was just constantly getting filled in, and you don't even know where the field to play is. Where's the out of bounds? I don't know. So they have.
It's a recess game.
It is. Yeah.
You're
it's like.
Careful.
You know, we'd go with our boots when we were in elementary school, to make the lines.
Tell us about this team, though, because the Washington High School team had a really interesting backstory.
They do. There are 13 different nationalities of kids that are on that team. Yeah. And in the post game, and this isn't in the clip from Dave Dantzler that I have, but in the clip, in his post game interview, and you can find it on our SDPB Sports Twitter account, he did say that it was a learning experience just as much for the kids as it was for the coaches because, yeah. you know, bringing everybody together. But he said, too, we all have one thing in common. We love soccer. Yeah. And really, that's all that matters. Dantzler did also talk about, and this does play into the clip, but Dantzler talked about how this was a two-year process for his team. They had some struggles at the beginning of last year, but were playing at a pretty high level when they got to the end of the season. And he was hoping that momentum was going to carry over into this year. And this is kind of what he had to say about it.
We were hoping, based on how it finished the season the prior year, that if we worked hard in the offseason, we'd have a chance. And all you can hope for is a chance. So with that chance, we took advantage of opportunities, and they're doing the happy dance.
They're doing the happy literally. Or snow angels, yeah. whatever you want to call it.
They're making snow angels after the victory. Yeah. When they first came out onto the field, and both boys' teams, but especially Washington, you could tell, older person than 17, 18, and as a mother, I thought, slow down, because they were just running so hard, they were slipping and falling, and they had no intention of slowing down for that entire game. They kept the pressure on the whole game.
It's really interesting. You know, you would see that with throughout the day, how our team's going to react to this.
Yeah.
And it's like they just came out and said, we're in a state tournament. You know, this is it for us. This is the season. Yeah. Let's just go out and do this. And I don't, you know, people say, well, how did they stop? Well, they didn't,
they
you
didn't,
know,
yeah.
you know, a lot, of, there was a, let's be real. If you go look at our, some of our Flickr photos and stuff from the event, you're going to see a lot of photos on that our very own China Lockett took of a lot of players on the ground right. because that's what the day consisted of. You know, the ball's not being kicked very hard. You know, it's in cold weather, it turns into almost kicking a rock.
Right. So you line up for those penalty kicks and you have to block them.
Right. Imagine, you know,
that just hurts a whole
imagine
lot.
Getting Seeing hit in the face yeah. with a soccer ball on a hot summer day,
yeah.
let alone a day where the windshield drops to 9 degrees, because that's what that was like. So
right, but this is one of the things that we talk about frequently because it's interesting to me and I think to you too, is what do those kids get out of that tournament day beyond their state championship, beyond, you know, look at the story that they get to tell forever.
Yeah.
They're still, you know, you're going to be 48. You're still going to be telling that story.
Yeah, Lori, it's an event that I'll never forget.
Right,
so if me as a worker for the event is feeling that way, imagine for those kids, it's got to be up times 10. You know, what a story to be able to tell your kids someday and your family years down the road that when I won when our program won its first state soccer championship, it was in the early part of October, and we played in a blizzard out in Rapid City, and it was amazing.
And those kids who had families from all over the world,
right.
if they have internet access, they were watching on sdpb.org.
Right, and that's yeah. the nice part. It's a service that's able to connect people from all over the world. We've seen it with football, you know, people tuning in from Australia to tune into
right.
the South Dakota football championships, and you know, with soccer as well, and having the same service that's available, it gives people that maybe aren't even in South Dakota that can tune on to one of the television channels to watch it. They're able to pull it up online and watch it on their mobile device, computer, or whatever is easiest for them.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds left. What's next? Cheer and dance?
Cheer and dance is Friday.
That's inside, I hope.
That's inside. I hope
right,
it's
we'll
inside. Yeah, that's inside. And then cross country Saturday. That is outside at Yankton Trails in Sioux Falls. But it's supposed to be fairly nice, I believe, on Saturday in those mid-50s.
That's another one of those events where anything goes. You just don't know until you get about a week out or even less.
Exactly, yep.